Good afternoon. It is Monday the 4th, 14th even, of November, and welcome to day 14 of Napod Pomo. So far, about me, you have learned that I'm a podcaster, that I love data, that I'm involved in politics. You may or may not also know that I love coffee. Yes, I know. So I thought I'd just quickly just give you a little bit of information regarding my coffee fixation, and I suppose more importantly, how I do it. There is an opportunity here to record a show for HPR. I have already promised the effervescent Ken Fallon that I was going to record a show on HPR about coffee, but this isn't going to be it. So I've been a fan of coffee for ages, but up until a few years ago, I really wasn't that fussed about what I drank, which, yeah, isn't great, I must admit. I would drink pretty much anything that came out of a jar. Until I met up with a particular friend of mine who is very into her coffee, and she bought me for my birthday 1 year, a course, a one-day course that was actually held up in the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, just outside Huddersfield. And it was creative, what was it called? Creative coffee making, coffee creatives, something like that anyway. And it taught you all about coffee and where it came from and how it's discovered and how it's made. And it even gave you an opportunity to create artwork on top of a latte. The different mechanisms and the different styles where you could do something, make a pattern on the top of a cup of coffee. And my first attempts weren't too bad. I did attempt to make a leaf, which looked more like Snoopy. Don't ask. I have got a photograph of it somewhere. I'll see if I can dig that out. And from there, it kind of started that I bought myself a coffee grinder and a, what's it called? A mocha, which is like the stovetop coffee maker. And I started making coffee that way. Now, the lady wife, she was tolerant of this, thinking, you know, it's a bit of a faff to make a cup of coffee, isn't it? Blah, 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 blah. Yes, but it was worth it, very much worth it. And then I discovered the AeroPress, which is kind of like a manual version of an espresso machine, where you put the coffee into the machine, into this little plastic gizmo, and you put some water in it. You force the plunger down, and out of the bottom comes coffee. And I did that for a very long time, actually. That was probably my longest favourite style of coffee making up to that point. It was around about that point I changed from using bean coffee to ground coffee, because I was finding that the grind that I was getting from my coffee grinder was very inconsistent. And not only that, the grinder itself started to play up, where I would tell it to grind me, you know, 2 cups worth of coffee, and it would like stop after 2 seconds. So there was something very much wrong with that as well. So I switched to ground coffee, and that made a huge difference, having a consistent grind. And then it would have been about 18 months ago, a friend of mine who I shared a passion of coffee with told me about that he was going to go and buy a coffee machine. Now, he already had a bean-to-cup machine, which is the one where you put the coffee beans in the top, you press a button, and the coffee comes out at the end. And I looked into those, and I found one. I think it cost about £60 from Argos. And it was brilliant. It really looked the part, a proper espresso machine. But that wasn't bean-to-cup. That was, you put the grinds into a proper hopper and like the coffee machines you get in the places like Starbucks. Anyway, when I actually got around to thinking about buying one of these, I then discovered that it wasn't available for sale anymore. So I kind of lost that chance. Anyway, back to the original story. My friend was thinking about getting a coffee machine. He was doing some research into the various machines that were available. So like Tassimo and Dolce Gusto and the other one that escapes me at the moment, and Nespresso. Anyway, he did some research and I did some research. And he then said, well, I'm going to buy an espresso machine. And I asked him why, and he went through the reasons. And I'll go through the reasons shortly once I've kind of finished that part of the story. Anyway, he went and bought himself an espresso machine. And I was like, oh, I've got to get me one of these. Because I tried a coffee from his, and it was amazing. And what got it for me was that what came out of the end of it actually looked like an espresso you would get from a coffee shop. The AeroPress was great, but it just gave you a coffee with no substance to it. Whereas the Nespresso creates a coffee the way it actually works exactly the same way as an espresso machine does, except rather than you dealing with grinds and a caddy and a what do they call that thing? A tamper. You have a capsule that has the coffee in it, and the rest of it's done by the machine. So I'm like, I've got to get me one of those. So I did, and I got myself effectively the same machine that he had, but I think he had the Fire Engine Red, and I went for the Graphite Grey. But basically, the reasons why I think both of us ended up going up for Nespresso rather than Tassimo, Dolce Gusto, and the other one that I've forgotten the name of, was predominantly because of the variety. At the time we bought the machine, there were 23 different varieties of coffee capsule that you or coffee pod you could get for the Nespresso, and they ranged from really intense espressos to single source, single origin capsules to flavored ones and decaffeinated ones, and they just had so much choice. And although they may not have been the cheapest from a per cup perspective, the thing that really sold it for me was partially the variety, but also the consistency. So if I take, for example, a Dolceo and make a coffee with that pod, and then I take another Dolceo and make another coffee with that pod, the two coffees will come out identical. And that's not something I could have got out of the coffee machine that I was using prior to that. So that is my coffee machine. It's taking pride of place on my work surface there. At the time of recording, I believe I have 1, 2, 3, 12 is 15, 18, 20, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 34, 35, 30. I have about 40 different varieties of pod. And that's not just because I can't count. There's the 24 now standard pods that Nespresso make. Plus, they also release limited editions throughout the year. So I've still got some leftovers from my limited editions from earlier in the year and some last year, in fact. But I've also got some like compatible capsules, like Cafe Pod do a whole range of Nespresso compatible capsules. It just gives me a lot of choice. So if I go up, I can think, oh, I want a coffee. What shall I have? And I've got a Starbucks version up there, which I kind of make when I want it. So there you go. There's a little bit of an insight into my my coffee habit. It is a habit. I am more than willing to admit to it. If you've got any comments, do email me, please, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Of course, you can also find out the full progress of this project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Catch you tomorrow.